Welcome to the Old Time Radio Westerns. I'm your host, Andrew Rines, and this episode of OTRWesterns.com is brought to you by you. Yes, you. OTRWesterns.com is supported by its listeners, bringing you digitally remastered and restored Old Time Radio Westerns from an era that is now gone. It takes a lot to keep this show coming to you, and we hope you agree that the results are definitely worth the cost. Please support the cause by visiting OTRWesterns.com/donate and signing up for reoccurring support. Together, we can keep the Westerns alive. Now let's get into this episode. This episode's going to be Adventures of Wild Bill Hickok. Original air date is October 28th, 1953, and the title is Riverboat to St. Joe. Hope you enjoy, and again, thanks for listening.
Kellogg's, the greatest name in cereals, presents
Wild Bill Hickok!
Hi, you folks, hold on to your hats and pass those Kellogg sugar pops, because here comes Guy Madison as Wild Bill Hickok. And his pal Jingles, which is me, Andy Devine. We got another rootin' tootin' Wild Bill Hickok adventure story for you. From the cereal you can eat out of the bowl or out of the box, the cereal with the sweetening already on it, Kellogg's Sugar Pops.
Today, Kellogg's Sugar Pops, the cereal with the sweetening already on it, brings you Wild Bill Hickok. Transcribed in Hollywood and starring Guy Madison as Wild Bill and Andy Devine as his pal Jingles. In just 30 seconds, you'll hear the exciting story, Riverboat to St. Joe. Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops are tops. Tops as a cereal with a little milk or cream. Tops as a snack right out of the box. Either way, you don't add sugar because the sweetening's already on them. They're shot with sugar. Yes, either way, you'll get plenty of pleasure eating those golden nuggets of pre-sweetened corn. Enjoy Sugar Pops often. Have Mom look for the package of Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops with the pictures of Guy Madison and Andy Devine riding on the front. Wherever United States Marshal Wild Bill Hickok and his gigantic deputy Jingles went, adventure stalked behind them. Their return trip from a vacation in St. Louis was just about the most hair-raising time the two law partners had ever had. They started out by almost missing the ill-fated riverboat to St. Joe.
All right, then. Get up that gangplank.
I'm getting as fast as I can.
Well, we made it. Simmer down now.
Woo-wee. I need a safety valve, Bill. I got up enough steam to blow that whistle myself. All right, Captain. You can plow up this old Mississippi anytime now. We're ready.
Wait a minute, Jingle. Sounds like an argument up on the bridge.
Where?
Right over our heads. Listen now.
You stole this cargo from right out under my nose, Whiteface, and you're not getting away with it.
You're wrong, Backton. I signed an agreement for this shipment. Tell him, Mr. Mayberry.
That's right, Backton. Captain Whiteface made a square deal for a test run to St. Joe with my cargo. If he makes it by 12 noon day after tomorrow, he gets a contract for all my new business.
And if he doesn't?
Then I'll open the bids again. You'll have your chance.
You'll rue this day, Mayberry. This old packet will bust her seams before she hits the mouth of the Missouri, and your cargo will be with a catfish at the bottom of the river.
Get off my ship, Acton. By Jupiter, you'll never see your chance to get the Mayberry contract now. Get off!
You'll see, Whiteface. The catfish. They'll get your cargo and you too. Mark my words.
Stand by to cast off those lines.
Good luck, Captain Whiteface. Get my cargo to St. Joe by 12 noon day after tomorrow or lose my contract.
We'll do it, Mr. Mayberry, or bust the boiler.
Cast off!
Cast off! Cast off!
You reckon maybe we got on the wrong boat?
What makes you think that, Jingles?
Bill Hickok, you know what I mean. Anytime we hear two red-faced gents stand toe-to-toe and threaten each other like that, it darn well ain't the last of it.
Well, well, well,
well, Wild Bill Hickok and Jingles. Welcome aboard the River Queen, gentlemen.
Howdy, Captain Whiteface.
Yeah, howdy, and go away. We don't want nothing to do with it. It ain't none of our business.
What's that, Jingles?
We're just passengers. We don't know nothing. We don't hear nothing, and we don't see nothing.
Jingles.
What's he talking about, Bill?
Well, don't mind Jingles, Captain. We just happened to overhear your little argument with Captain Backton over the Mayberry contract.
And it's none of our business, so we'll just be saying how do you do and goodbye, and that is all.
Well, now that you brought it up, Jingles, I did want to ask if I could depend on your help in case of trouble.
I knew it. Now, let me off of this tub.
Jingles, simmer down. Take it easy, partner.
No, sir. The sun's going down, and I ain't going to spend the night waiting for this doggone boat to blow up and sink right out from under me.
Bill, it started. Those shots came from the pilot's cabin.
Come on, let's get up there.
I got a darn good mind to jump overboard. It'd be a lot safer.
Save your breath, Jingles. You might need it.
In here, Bill.
Oh. Bill, look there on the bunk.
It's my river pilot. Mr. Smith!
It's too late, Captain. He's gone.
I guess you're right, Bill. Poor devil.
Yeah.
I hope you know the river, Captain. Navigating these waters without a pilot is no sense.
That's right. No pilot? Now I know I'm going to jump overboard and swim to the riverbank. I ain't staying with this boat one more minute. No, sir. Reef bump, sir.
Yippee! Wait till you hear what I've captured, Wranglers. I got 'em right here in my hand. Big, full-color pictures of six of the most famous Indian chiefs in history. I've got Pontiac, Joseph Brant, Black Hawk, Sitting Bull, Powhatan, and Tecumseh. And listen, Wranglers, you can start your picture collection of famous Indian chiefs just by buying a package of Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops. They're yours free when you buy the cereal. Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops. Swell tasting right out of the box like a delightful snack, or right out of the bowl for breakfast with milk or cream. No sugar to add to Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops, because the sweetening's already on them.
What Panhandle says is the truth, Wranglers. You can't beat Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops for taste. And you can't beat these pictures of famous Indian chiefs for real excitement. Ask Mom to get you a box of Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops today so you can start your collection pronto. Remember, there are six famous Indian chiefs in all free when you buy Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops.
You just start collecting these pictures of famous Indian chiefs and see if it isn't the most fun you ever had, by jingle.
Remember, Wranglers, get Mom to get Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops today so you can start collecting your picture album of famous Indian chiefs. The mysterious murder of the river pilot left Captain Whiteface shaken as he faced the dangerous job of navigating the treacherous Mississippi. Later that night, while Bill and Jingles stood beside the captain in the wheelhouse, keeping a sharp eye out for derelict logs and shoal waters.
Bill, I'm powerful glad you and Jingles were on board to give me a hand. It takes good eyes to pick up signs on the river.
Happy to help out, Captain.
Well, I ain't so sure I'm happy about it. Been a killer loose on this boat, and for all I know, he could be looking at the back of my neck right this very minute.
Jingles is right, Bill.
That's possible, Captain.
Then let's go search this ship again, Bill.
First, I'd like to know more about this deal with Mayberry, Captain Whiteface.
Well, Mayberry's a big wholesaler, Bill. He ships many tons of goods to St. Joe each month and then freights it west.
And you're out to get the contracts for all his river freight, huh?
That's right, Jingles. But to get it, I had to guarantee to deliver this shipment to St. Joe on time, in good shape.
And if you don't?
Then I have to pay him for the goods and I lose the contract. It'll break me if that happens.
You mean you'd have to pay for all them boxes down below on the freight deck?
That's right, Jingles.
What's in them?
Well, the inventory for Mayberry shows mining machinery, saddles, bolts of silk, wagon parts, just about everything.
How much is it worth?
Over $14,000, Bill.
Woo-wee! Now, that would be a pile of cash to have to shell out if anything happened.
And it looks like somebody's out to stop you, Captain.
That doggone Captain Backton, that's who it is.
We couldn't find him on board, Jingles, so don't jump to conclusions.
Backton made a lot of threats, Bill, and he's the one to gain if I fail.
Captain, look it! There comes a big log bearing down on it.
I'll need more steam to miss it. Hope the engineer's awake.
That's the signal for more push.
Yes. Help me haul this wheel over, Jingles.
Sure, Captain. Here we go.
Yeah, that's it, Jingles. We missed it.
Yeah, but we never got more steam. I wonder what's wrong in the boiler room.
Well, this is no time for them to go to sleep.
Hand me that speaking tube, Bill.
Here you are, Captain.
Hello, below. Hello, below. Mr. Chuck, can you hear me?
Why, Bill, there's no answer. We've got to go down there.
More trouble. I don't like this one little bit.
You'd better leave the wheel with the first mate, Captain.
Right, Bill. Mr. House, take the wheel. Steady as she goes.
Aye, aye, sir. Steady as she goes.
Good. Let's go, Bill.
Come on, Jingles.
I sure hope nothing's happened to the engineer. He's the one that makes this boat go. Uh-oh. Here's another one of them head-blasted ladders.
Watch your step now, Jingles.
How am I going to do that when I can't even see my feet? Doggone it out. Bill, I'm slipping. Look out below!
Jingles, are you hurt, partner?
No, but... Oh, look what I did to my...
Ladder leads right down into the boiler room, Bill.
Another ladder? I ain't going down there. I'll just wait right here.
Good idea, Jingles, and keep a lookout.
There's Judd on the deck. Quick, give me a hand. Mr. Judd. Judd!
Out cold, Captain, but he's still breathing.
Bill! What's that noise?
Captain, that sounds like...
The safety valve. Somebody's tied down the safety valve, and the pressure's at the limit. The boiler will blow up.
What's holding that safety valve, Captain?
That thin copper wire. I've got to get it loose or my ship's lost.
Stand back, Captain. I'll try cutting it this way.
What are you going to do with that gun, Bill? You'd never hit that wire in a minute.
Darling, you did it, Bill. Well, I'll be... You don't know Bill very well, do you, Captain?
We'd better get out of this steam or we'll be boiled in it. Hey, some of you boys grab Mr. Judd and get him up to his cabin. I got to get back up to the wheelhouse, Bill.
You go ahead, Captain. We'll take a look around for the gent that pulled this trick.
Well, I'm not sure he's still aboard, Bill. One of our rowboats is missing.
Well, looks like our man escaped.
Hey, Captain.
Yeah, Jingles?
Ain't you getting kind of low on wood for the boiler?
Well, you're right, Jingles. We'll have to find a wooding stop and get some more.
Good thing you noticed that, partner. We might have been stuck in the middle of the river.
Bill, you don't get stuck in the middle of the Mississippi. If you got the steam, you're going up. If you haven't, you're going down. There just ain't no in-between.
Unless you get stuck on a sandbar.
Now, don't go mentioning that, or it'll be the next thing that happens to us. I don't figure we'll get to St. Joe as it is.
Pull that whistle cord again, Jingles. We gotta find some wood along here someplace.
Sure, Captain.
There's a bonfire, Captain, on the right bank.
Now, Bill, that ain't no way to talk on a boat. It's the starboard bank. Or is the right the port, Captain?
Well, you were right the first time, Jingles. Starboard.
See, Bill?
Yeah, you're getting to be quite a freshwater sailor, Jingles.
Yeah. But I'm not liking it a bit this trip. I sure wish I'd have caught that Jasper that got away in that rowboat.
You think that was a killer, Bill?
Might have been, Captain.
Yeah, and the same one that slugged the engineer and tied down that safety valve.
Yeah. All right, gentlemen, we'll get wood here. Just hold her into the bank with the engines, Mr. House. I don't want to take time to tie up.
Aye, aye, sir.
We'll go down and supervise the load, Bill.
Yeah, let me get my feet on solid ground. Come to think of it, I might just find me a horse and go the rest of the way on land.
Never give up in the middle of the stream, Jingles.
Well, I like to. Uh-oh, another one of them darn old ladders.
Now, don't rush, Jingles. Look out, partner!
Scott, look out below! Now I know I'm going ashore to stay. Haven't got a decent set of stairs on this darned old tub.
Come on, partner. Come on. You're not hurt. Let's get ashore and get...
Why, Bill, look who's here.
Mayberry and that Jasper Captain Backton. Now I'm
Hold it,
gonna...
Jingles. Hold it. Let's see what they have to say first.
Now, Bill, you know darn well Backton's the one.
Well, Whiteface, took you long enough to run out of wood.
What do you mean, Mr. Mayberry?
I've been trailing you to watch your progress. I'm not satisfied with it at all, Captain.
Now, that ain't fair.
Hold it, Jingles.
Well, doggone it all anyway.
I've decided to have you unload all my cargo right here on this landing, Whiteface. Captain Backton's next boat will pick it up for St. Joe.
What? Backton, you slithering double-crosser.
Never mind the the name calling, gentlemen. Let's get this cargo unloaded.
You sure you're being fair, Mr. Mayberry?
That's none of your business, Hickok. It's my cargo, and I can have done with it what I want done with it.
No, I ain't just so doggone sure about that. No, I ain't.
What's that?
Jingles means I got a legal contract, and the only way to break it is for me not to make it to St. Joe on time.
Or with the goods in damaged condition.
Never mind, Jingles. You're right about the contract, though, and as long as we represent the law...
Hickok, you'll resent this.
Mister, I've heard you make a couple of other threats lately, and I'm keeping my eye on you.
Yeah, and me too.
All right now, Whiteface. You keep the cargo. But Backlund and I are coming aboard to follow this cargo to St. Joe.
That's fine with me. We made a bargain, and I mean to see that my end of it is carried out to the letter.
And I reckon Jingles and I'll be there to see that things go along peacefully from now on.
You doggone right we will. But it's a cinch there ain't been nothing peaceful about it up to now, and I ain't betting much on the rest of the trip neither.
Wranglers, you've heard about Kellogg's exciting Orange Bowl contest. Well, here are the important points to remember. Just write a few words about your favorite high school football team. Write about their sportsmanship, courage, things like that. All entries will be judged on interest, sincerity, and factual content. Think it over and get started. First prize is an all-expense-paid trip for you and companion to the Orange Bowl football game in Miami, January 1st. In addition, there's a $1,000 U.S. savings bond for you, plus $2,500 in cash for your favorite high school's athletic fund. And that's not all. You can take your favorite high school football team to the Orange Bowl football game, all expenses paid by Kellogg's. Or if the team can't go with you, Kellogg's will give an extra $7,500 to your school. This contest is easy to win, so get started. Read the simple rules on the packages of Kellogg's Corn Flakes or Kellogg's Pep, or see them in the Kellogg's ad in the November 2nd issue of Life magazine. Remember, you fly to and from Miami on Delta CNS Airlines Super Convair. See the Orange Bowl game from the 50-yard line. Ride on Kellogg's float in the parade. Stay at the beautiful Robert Clay Hotel with private swimming pool and cabanas. 100 additional prizes for the next 100 best entries. Contest closes November 30th, so hurry and enter. Anyone can win, young or old, in school or out. Yes, anyone can enter, anyone can win, so enter today. With plenty of wood on board to feed the River Queen's hungry boilers, the packet plowed on up the Mississippi and into the mouth of the Missouri River. Mayberry and Blackton stuck to their stateroom on the passenger deck, and Wild Bill and Jingles stayed with Captain Whiteface in the wheelhouse.
Doggone it, Bill. There's something funny about them two trailing us up the river like that.
I'm inclined to agree with you, Jingles, but we'll just have to wait and see.
They've been mighty quiet all day, Bill.
Yeah, that's right, Captain. I only saw Mayberry out on deck once.
I don't see what he's so anxious about. We'll get his doggone old cargo to St. Joe.
I get the idea that he's more interested in us failing to get his cargo to St. Joe, pardon.
But, Bill, that just wouldn't make sense. Would it?
Well, for what it's worth, I get the same idea.
We're just going to have to keep our eyes open tonight and see what happens.
Well, that's darn near more than I can do, Bill. I ain't had no sleep for two nights as it is.
Stay with it, Jingles. It's getting dark and there's a fog settling over the river. If there's going to be trouble, this'll be a good night for it.
Bill, I can't even see the river now, let alone the banks, or a floating log, or a channel marker.
I'm afraid I'm in the same boat, Jingles.
Same boat? Ha, ha, ha. You trying to be funny, Bill?
No, partner, this isn't funny.
You're right about that, Bill. I'm going to have to give up. I'm licked.
That's a darn shame. Captain Whiteface, but there just ain't nobody could make time in this fog.
He's right, Whiteface. Head into the bank and tie before you pile us up in shoal waters.
That's good advice, Whiteface. You've lost anyway.
Well, listen to Mayberry and Backton gloating, would you? You two gents remind me of a couple of lizards crawling out from under a woodpile.
I don't have to take that from the likes of you.
Woodpile. Jingles, you just gave me an idea.
I did? Is it a good one, Bill?
Captain Whiteface, could you navigate the channel if you knew where the bank was?
I think so, Bill. Sure I could.
Then I'll show you where it is. Jingles, grab that whistle cord and pull it.
Yeah, I sure will.
Hickok, what are you up to?
What is this nonsense? Head for the shore, Whiteface, before you wreck this boat and lose my cargo.
There's one.
One what, Bill?
A bonfire. Now you know where your right bank is, Captain.
Wooding stops. Hickok, you're smarter than $700. Now, why didn't I think of that?
What's he mean, Bill, huh?
What's he mean?
You remember the way we found a place to get wood, Jingles?
Yeah, we blew the whistle and them fellas that had wood to sell lit up a bonfire you could see for miles.
Blow the whistle, Jingles.
Hold your ears, gents.
There's one on the port bank, and another to starboard. And they'll be all the way up the river, Bill. You've saved the day.
Mayberry, he's gonna make it.
You bet he is, Backton. Call for full speed ahead, Captain. We're headed for St. Joe.
There's one thing worrying me, Bill. We ain't caught the killer yet.
I think we will, Jingles. Just give him time to tip his hand.
You mean you know who it is?
Not yet. And don't let up on that whistle. And there's another bonfire to your left there, Captain.
Well, at this rate, we'll make it to St. Joe on time, Bill, thanks to you and Jingles.
Hey, where'd Mayberry and Captain Backton get to?
They left when Bill hit on the idea of whistling for those bonfires.
Now, there's a pair you don't want to let run loose. I'll bet they're up to something.
Captain, what's that, though?
Fire, Bill. There's a fire on board. Mr. House, take the wheel.
Aye, aye, sir.
Quick, get on the cargo deck. Come on.
What makes you think there's a fire down there, Bill?
Just a hunch, partner.
Watch this ladder, Jingles.
I ain't gonna have any trouble, Bill!
Jingles, are you hurt?
No, dadgummit, I'm not, but I'm getting mighty tired.
Bill, that's blasting powder in the cargo.
Come on!
Bill, there's a fire. Somebody's trying to burn up the cargo in the boat with it.
Help! Help! I'm trapped!
Somebody's caught with a fire. Men, grab those fire buckets. Lay to.
I'm going in there after that man, Jingles.
Bill, you'll fire.
Stay there, Jingles.
Doggone it, Bill. Come back here.
Keep those buckets coming, men. We're getting it under control.
Bill, where are you?
Here he comes, Jingles, dragging that gent with him.
Here. Now, let me give you a hand, will you, Bill?
Thanks, partner. I got to him just in time.
Who is it, Bill?
Well, let's turn him over and... Hey, Bill, it's Mr. Mayberry.
That's right, Jingles. Caught in his own trap.
He's coming, too.
Let me go, Hickok. He'll never prove anything.
Bill, what's the matter with him?
He's out of his
Hold
head.
Hold him, Jingles.
I got him.
You lose, Whiteface. You owe me $14,000. The cargo's burned up.
That's where you're wrong, Mayberry. That's right. You set it afire, but these men put it out. You tried everything you knew from killing on down.
Bill, you mean it was Mayberry all the time?
That's right, Jingles.
You can't prove a thing, Hickok.
Wrong again, Mayberry. Jingles, rip open a couple of those cargo boxes.
Sure, Bill.
Now, Bill, I don't see what you...
What is this?
Just what you see, Captain Whiteface. Those boxes are filled with rocks and straw. It was all a big swindle.
Well, and he was going to burn it up and collect from me. Mayberry, I got a good
Hold it, Captain Whiteface.
Yeah, hold it, Captain. Like Bill and me always say, the law will take care of this low-down coyote. He's pulled his last swindle on the river.
But what about Captain Backton?
Mayberry was just using Captain Backton to hold a threat over your head.
Yeah, and I'd have pulled the whole deal if you hadn't come along, Hickok.
Now, where have I heard that before? Your shenanigans are all over, Mayberry. I'm mighty glad they are. If I'd have taken a tumble off of one more of them dad-burned ladders chasing you, I might have busted something I'd never get fixed.
And now, here are the stars of Wild Bill Hickok, Guy Madison, and Andy Devine.
Well, Andy, that ends our episode on the riverboat. What's our story for Friday?
Guy, this adventure is about a varmint who's out to gun down Wild Bill and Jingles. There's gun smoke aplenty in Shotgun Gang.
So long, kids.
See you Friday.
Choo-choo-choo's your favorite Kellogg's variety pack. So Mom and Dad and kiddies too, choose a Kellogg's cereal is good for you.
In Kellogg's variety pack, you'll find many favorites like Corn Flakes, Rice Krispies, and the new Ready Sweetened Treats, all in generous individual serving size boxes. So,
choo-choo-choo's your favorite Kellogg's variety pack. Thank you.
greatest name in cereals, has brought you another exciting story of Wild Bill Hickok, starring Guy Madison and Andy Devine in person. Today's cast included Herb Vigran, Joe Forte, and Stan Farrar. Our director is Paul Pierce, story by Larry Hayes, music by Dick Arant. This is a David Heyer production, transcribed in Hollywood. Now, this is Charlie Lyon, speaking for Kellogg's, the greatest name in cereals, reminding you to listen again on Friday, same time, same station, for another adventure of
Wild Bill Hickok!
This has been a presentation of OTRWesterns.com, and we hope you enjoyed. Please take some time to like and rate our shows in your favorite podcast application. Follow us on Facebook, OTRWesterns.com/Facebook, and send the show an email, podcast@OTRWesterns.com. This episode is copyright under the Attribution Non-Commercial Share-Alike copyright. For more information, go to OTRWesterns.com/copyright. Have a great day, and again, thanks for listening.